Welcome into our first Saints Fantasy Forecast presented by Xbox One. I'm your host, Jen Hale. Every week, we'll be bringing you the latest fantasy insider information on the black and gold right here on NewOrleansSaints.com. Today, we're starting off with the value of the backfield. 8-year veteran Pierre Thomas says he's never seen the coaching staff emphasize the ground attack so much so early. So who fills Darren Sproles' role? And who's your most valuable fantasy pick? Laura Dykant from the Fantasy Network fills us in with some information. Hi, Laura.
Thanks, Jen. Well, the Saints' backfield offers three interesting choices to fantasy players. And with no singular option penciled into a workhorse role, it's made the average draft positions of Mark Ingram, Pierre Thomas, and Kyrie Robinson unpredictable from draft to draft. But that also means you can grab them as value plays. Now, many are leaning Ingram because of perceived opportunity, and he could pay off as a good pick for fantasy depth as an RB4. But in PPR formats, Thomas is definitely a prime option, mainly because he led the league in running back receptions back in 2013, and he definitely has the ability to replicate those totals or even surpass them. Now, Thomas is our 15th ranked running back, and he's being drafted as the 34th RB, making him a must-have in every PPR format. And don't forget, with Darren Sproles now in Philly with the Eagles, there's an open 120 or so touches to be absorbed. Now, while I expect Thomas to take some of them, Robinson should inherit his fair share as well. He's well-rounded and has immense upside. Now, he's being taken as the 48th RB off draft boards, meaning you're taking him as a backup. Now, I recommend doing that and taking advantage of the value. He's a low-risk pick that could pay giant dividends. We're talking starting fantasy running back potential if he can get more touches this year. So the strategy is grab Thomas in a PPR league for sure and get the value on Robinson later. That's how you win your league. You can thank me later. For Fantasy Sports Network, I'm Laura Dykin. Back to you, Jen.
Thanks, Laura. Great stuff. Now, true, no one Saints running back is going to have the value of, say, a Marshawn Lynch or an Adrian Peterson because they're just not going to get the touches. This is going to be running back by committee. But there are some valuable, unconventional choices in the Saints backfield. Let's start with the man in his contract year. Mark Ingram, of course. His goal this year is to develop into more of a dual-threat weapon, and we're already seeing evidence of that. During the Saints' first preseason game, he ripped a 22-yard touchdown run and rushed for 83 yards on 8 carries. Last week versus the Titans, Ingram mixed it up, catching a 23-yard pass from RG4 for a touchdown. Now, we did already mention veteran force Pierre Thomas. He's the best in the business when it comes to the screen pass. He can run, catch, block, do it all. But we haven't seen too much of him yet this preseason. The Saints are balancing his workload with some rest. But the former undrafted free agent did get warmed up versus the Titans, catching 3 passes for 27 yards. Second-year pro Kyrie Robinson out of West Texas A&M is leaner and a good step faster this season. He's got that undrafted free agent chip on his shoulder, too. He's certainly made the most of Thomas's absence against the Rams, racking up 5 runs for 23 yards and a touchdown, as well as catching 2 passes. Robinson is certainly looking to build off of last season. Who can forget his playoff game performance against the Eagles? He rushed 21 times for 102 yards and a touchdown. Now, here's where it gets interesting. This is my one addition to Laura's list. Treveris Cadet, the former high school quarterback and college wide receiver, has great hands. He's speedy and elusive. He very well could be the answer to the looming Darren Sproles question. Cadet is starting year 3, so it is time for him to capitalize. The coaching staff also loves him on return duty, so Cadet could certainly see a lot of opportunities this fall. That is our inaugural edition of Saints Fantasy Forecast. We'll see you right back here next week. In the meantime, you can get more fantasy insider information by tuning in to the Black and Blue Report. Jake Seeley will be breaking down whether Jimmy Graham should be your first-round choice. We'll see you back here next week, everybody. Thanks for watching.